On today's show, it's the Walk of Shame, folks. It's been a long night. Belly and I are struggling. I'm in the same clothes that I went to bed in. Belly is over here ready to rock, and we are excited to just struggle through this morning with you. We did 4.5 hours of a live stream last night. We had an awesome time just knocking back beers with you guys. We gave away about $500. Belly cleaned up. And he's going to put it back into the studio. So we're excited to do that. We're putting it back to you guys, making sure that we do better content for you. Big show today. We've got a couple of guests coming in here. And, of course, breaking news from Float Life Fest 3. Belly, I can't wait to get to it, man.
Plus, we get to play the speculation train.
We do, because a lot of things are coming out. What is Future Motion going to say today? We're going to take all your calls. We'll do all of it next. And just hang out with us. And make sure you strap it on while you're at it.
You're listening to Hooch Dog in the Morning, brought to you by TTR Studios.
So welcome back, folks. Time to do the damn thing. Record-breaking show last night. That was fun. We sold out a small stadium there with 1,300 people in the room. That was awesome. So really, I mean, it's hard to remember that there are people listening when it's just me and my man over here hanging out. Belly Matt LaBelle across the way. What's up, dude?
What's up? Another fun day to be here. You know, just I barely make it through.
We're struggling.
Cheers to you all.
Yeah, we're struggling. But it was fun. And I mean, we're going to do a couple of clips from last night in case you missed it, because the halftime show was phenomenal. We had a couple of the One Wheel characters come out. We had a musical performance. There's a couple things that we wanted to do. I wanted to show a clip from New Year's. So we're just going to have a lot of fun with you guys. Tons of guests today. We've got Justin Thompson coming in here, obviously, with the breaking news for Float Life Fest 3, so don't miss that. It's coming up at 11:40. But first, we'll get to Soren Curry is going to give us a call in about 8 minutes here. So we're excited to talk to him. He's going to be dropping something new on the market. So just be ready for that. We'll do that. But God, just good morning, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, let's just take a minute and just cheers. 1,300 people in a room watching a football game that was on a different TV. Belly is boozing. He's got the day off. Holy hell. I appreciate you.
Little hair of the dog.
Appreciate you, my friend, which is a fine.
There's still one left on the table here.
Oh, boy. No, thank you. Yeah, I'm good.
So I figured, why not?
I got coffee, and I am okay with that. So it was awesome. You guys, congratulations to all of you who won money and prizes. Thanks again to Bradley Michael Spence from shredco.com for giving away a T-shirt and, of course, a pair of jeans from Boulder Denim Jeans. Ryan Sean Smith gave away his new Hook and Go, which we're going to talk to him, I believe, next week about that product, and that was awesome. So thank you for doing that, dude.
And then we also gave away the plug. For
Rick Miller. Absolutely. We gave away a plug brush, which was really cool. Yep. So
Kiel gave that one away.
To June Kim. So a lot of love going around in the One Wheel community, watching football, which a lot of you probably didn't enjoy watching the game on its own. But many of you texted us and messaged us and called us and just told us how much fun that was to do something you really wouldn't have cared about any otherwise. But just we got all to hang out and just drink together in the studio.
Yeah.
That's what we're going for. You get the show.
It was a long hangout.
It was a long time. But I mean, hey, a 4-hour party, that's good times. Yeah, that's usually what we do. Times.
I had a good time.
So that was fun. So thank you guys. Let's get on with it though. What is Future Motion? But Belly, just clue me in, dude. This is news to me.
I was gonna play it because I don't want to play sound on this computer right here. I don't want
you
to.
You don't want to?
Play
it's
through
off.
A couple.
It's down.
Right now. I was going to bring it up on the screen.
Go ahead. That's great.
I have to get to it.
All right. Sounds good. Because apparently they're coming out. If you didn't hear, Belly just clued me in on this morning from his bed. I said, hey, man.
I'm more tuned in. Oh, God. Sorry, folks. I'm typing.
No, you're fine. Studio mode. It was just so funny because I said to him, like, I always, you know, if you saw our little promo, I knock on his door. And I go, hey, buddy. And I wake him up about half an hour before the show. And I, you know, we're both a wreck today. And he's like, from his bed, he's like, hey. I'm good. Future Motion made an announcement.
I knew before he did.
What?
You see? Big news coming today from Future Motion.
Man, that was awesome. So I didn't know, and we're excited to find out. We'll see.
Yeah.
So I guess, do we have this up? Are you ready for it? Hold on. Man, this is, I don't know. If they have something big to come out, they haven't announced it yet. What do you think it is, buddy? We're doing this here.
Obviously, it's a new flying machine. So this is the next post on their Instagram. Something big coming tomorrow that was 9 hours ago. So I assume it's going to happen at like 3 p.m. West Coast time. So we're going to have to wait all day for it.
Yeah. man, you guys have it so good out there.
Yeah. But right on their Instagram, so right on the Ride One Wheel Instagram, this is a big post coming from One Wheel today. So we're going to get some big news that we talk about next week.
Why don't they drop it on our show? That would, come on.
Maybe one day they will.
I hope so. I would love to do that. That would be great. Again, thanks to the Boston Riders for sending us these. And of course, Floatlanta, we are the Float Aliens with you guys. It's really just been fun. Doing all this stuff, and yeah, we're really pumped to see what this news is. What do you guys think it is? What do you think
social
it's going to be? You think
lounge.
They got a new board? Social media lounge. What do you think the announcement is going to be? We've got a guest coming in 4 minutes. Let's play the speculation game.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yes. The speculation game.
I mean, we
brought
could.
To you by TTR Studios. Let's speculate.
All right. So maybe it is the board. I'm guessing a board for kids if it's a new board.
Yeah. Well,
that's my guess.
From the social media lounge, the no wheel.
The no wheel. Yeah.
I told you it's flying boards.
About damn time.
Finally, someone's agreeing with me.
And that way, some of these people who are getting citations, now you really can't argue. It's definitely not a skateboard if it's a no wheel.
We have from the social media lounge, a new logo.
Oh, that would be a letdown.
Yep. Love that you're repping the Boston One Wheel shirt.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
This
is going on. It's going on like 10 hours now. He's been wearing
that
shirt.
I told you, man. I puked it up in this
shirt. He
wore
it for 4 hours last night on our live stream.
I kept it 100 last night at 4 beers and feeling good about it.
We got suspension. So, a new app that works. Ooh, cold blooded.
That would be cool. Yeah.
AR glasses.
What? Do you think they're going to move into a new set of boards? Because we were saying that like maybe they're going to do a board for kids. Maybe like Segway, they'll start making different types of boards.
Yeah, they recently pointed out an ad where people were talking about the fact that a guy was riding with his son,
right,
and that the board looked smaller, more petite than an average board. So we could see that.
I mean, there's a reason that they do that. You would imagine that they put these posts out for a reason. And there's also, you would imagine, a reason that we have this chat right here on our side. It's not active. So yeah, there are tons of people in the social media lounge right now. We are glad you guys are in there listening, but no, if you're watching back and being like, damn, they don't even have one listener chatting through it. Yeah, no, our chat is disabled. We just, we're hungover this morning.
Yeah, we didn't have time to come in here
and fix that part. Sorry.
It works with the other one.
Yeah, that's
we have
us.
Multiple scene collections that we use all the time.
Go over to the other one.
You
can do it mid-show.
It's busy with it's too busy with all the football backgrounds and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to play a halftime show for you because that was too much fun. If you missed anything from last night, we gave over a bunch of money away. But, we pooled it all in. You guys all filled out the squares. We had 55, 60 participants, and we bought a square for all of our patrons just to give them a chance to win some of the cash to say thank you guys. So if you are interested in joining that, it's the www.patreon.com/TTRstudios. LLC, a couple new patrons last night, so thank you guys for your support. I hope it's a board for kids. That'd be cool. I don't need a new board with the new app. I think that gave me enough new stuff to play with for a little while.
I think that kind of expands their range of customer, obviously. These boards are built, when they built them initially, I don't think they were planning on, young kids getting on these boards and trying them out. And of course,
I'm scared for that.
We have a lot on there now.
You got to really respect the board, and telling a kid to respect the board is cool. Once you're not there, it's like, let's see what happens when I don't. I mean, adults are out there breaking collarbones. I worry.
Yeah,
I do. The last thing we need is to have a kid.
That's where our Tony Hawk
injured.
Will come from. That's where the Tony Hawk
that's
will
true.
Come from.
Yeah, seriously.
The kid who did it since he was 6.
Right. Imagine if Bodie was like one wheel since he was 6.
You've seen kids on one wheels at the youngest of ages, and that's great because that's how the sport's going to grow.
So let's
make
get
them
a call
fall in love
here.
Early.
Let's get a new thing. We've got Soren Curry coming in here. Belly, can you dial him up and get him in here on the show? Let's see if we can do that.
Yeah.
It's time to get him in here, and that's going to be fun because he's dropping something new on us. So I've got to plug my guy in over here, actually. And we are pumped to talk to him. So. Good morning, Social Media Lounge. What are we serving today? I'm going to go with, some scrambled egg burritos. Breakfast burritos for all. Man, what a great hangover food. Got to have some sweet tea in the morning. What's your hangover food? What helps your hangover? I want to hear that. Pipe that into the Social Media Lounge right now. It's not active on the screen, but we can definitely get this on air. Belly will pump it in. He's going to get Soren in here in just a second. We'll talk to him about what he's got new for us. And then, of course, we've got a big, huge announcement and just an update in all general from Float Life 3, Float Life Fest 3. Very excited about it. So don't worry about the Skype. Just get him on. Yeah. I would say let's just bring him in. Is he ready? We need him. Put him through. Just put him through. Put him through. Yep. I need him. Good job, man. All right. So we've got Soren Curry on the line. What's going on, man?
Hey, dude.
Talk to me. What do you got going on for us? I know you said you've got something new and you're excited to talk to us about it. So the floor is yours. What do you got for us?
Yeah. We got a new exciting product called ChargeX, and it's it basically is a little splitter cable, a combiner cable that lets you hook up two one-wheel chargers at once to your board, so it charges your board twice as fast.
Oh, no way! Okay.
Yeah.
How is this? I mean, how did
we already have the power in our chargers? But I know all of us have like a bunch of these things laying around, so it's like, why not use two of them at once?
So what was the fix? I mean, can you walk that back and just tell me one more time? How do you make them, you know, married together? How does that work?
It's just a matter of channeling the current from both of them with some protection to make sure that they don't put any current back into each other, and also protection for the board. So there's protection circuitry built into it that had to be engineered a little bit, but you know, it's not very complicated. It's really the current's there. It's just a matter of getting it out of both chargers at once. You know,
take me through the mindset on how this was this idea was born, because I want to know, like, were you just like, I need to get out faster? Come on.
Oh man, yeah, we're all like waiting around for our chargers, and it's bogus.
Yeah.
So anything we do to reduce it, this was. This idea came from, because with the 2X system that we make, the batteries have a parallel pair for every one cell the normal battery pack has, and it occurred to me that they can take a lot more current, so why not give them more and charge faster? And you can use the ChargeX on a normal one wheel without the 2X. It's a little bit, a lot of current for that battery, but it's within spec, so it's not like you can't do that. But it's comfortable to use that on a 2X.
So, first of all, can you tell the people? Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
Well, tell the people what the 2X is, because you've been referencing that, and maybe they don't know what that is. What is the 2X?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so 2X is the name of our company, and it's an upgrade for V1 or plus one wheels. It's a massive upgrade. It makes them, you install it into the board, and then you can just forget about it. The board works like it used to work. You use the normal charger, but it has twice as much batteries.
And I believe it's over the, it goes over the fender. Is that right?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with fenders.
No fender. Okay. It
has a really cool location underneath the, foot pads. Out of the way of where it won't interfere with anything.
Oh, wow.
It's just a really slick location to put extra batteries. It's really mounted low, so the center of gravity of your board is lowered instead of raised, which you get with fender batteries. And so the stability is improved, and it looks cool, you know. It's very integrated. The 2X system, if you don't know what it is, definitely, and you have anybody who has a V1 or a plus board, period, should have one of these in it. It's a massive upgrade. Go to 2X.com, TWO-X.
TWO-X.com?
Yeah.
All right, just want to get that clear out for there for the folks. From the Social Media Lounge, does 2X work with Gemini?
Yeah, it works with Gemini, yeah.
Very cool.
Gemini doesn't affect it at all.
But what about the health of your battery cells? You said it's all within spec. I mean, do I have to worry about it at all? I know it's your product. We want an honest answer if we're going to bring it to the people. Is this at all kind of a worry of damaging my battery?
With the ChargeX.
Yeah, with the ChargeX. Excuse me.
The ChargeX cable. The spec for the battery for fast charging that comes with the one wheel is 10 amps max for fast charging. But I think it's understood with these battery specs that fast charging does affect the overall lifetime of the battery. So it's within spec, but it's understood that you, if you do fast charge at that rate, it's going to not live quite as long as if you take it super easy on the battery. So it's all a matter of scale. It's not like it's any kind of charging is going to degrade the battery, and it's a matter of right. How extreme is the degradation based on what current. It's all a gray area, kind of.
So how long do you think
basically this is a 7-amp charge rate.
Okay.
So that's 7 amps direct. If you have an original one wheel, then the battery is going to take 7 amps right into the cell, which it's made to take 10 by spec, so it should be able to do it. But I know it will degrade it to some small extent.
And you're saying a small extent. So, I mean, I'm wondering, like, you think you can get a good couple years out of your battery still if you're still, you know, you're using the ChargeX? Is there any...
I would have to guess guess at this, and I really am not.
But
it's such a hard... There's no way to measure this.
Right,
you know, it's really hard.
So I guess the question is how much could it really be? And other than, I mean, I think I'd rather get out on my board faster. You know, I don't think it's going to be...
What I would do, if I... Now, I wouldn't, you know, ever have a one-wheel plus that didn't have 2X in it.
Okay.
So, you know, but if it were me, I would use the ChargeX when I was in a hurry and don't use it when I'm not in a hurry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to do it, because it's not like you're all... That's true. That's true. Maybe for group rides when you're just, like, trying to get back out there, that's another great application for it. But you don't have to do it every time if you're sitting there worried about, like, degradation to the battery. That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And you can just, you know... and then if you have a 2X, you're set, because it's going to be there's no additional degradation.
Cool.
Because of the parallelization.
So this is only if you're just running like a regular V1 or a plus.
Yeah, only the concern is only when are using the ChargeX on a normal one wheel. Yeah.
So what are you doing? What kind of trail?
And there's no reason it shouldn't work on an XR also.
Okay.
I haven't tested it on an XR, but I would be very surprised if there's any issues. So soon I will have tested it on an XR.
Beautiful.
And you can kind of count on that it will just work on any one wheel, as long as you have the XR chargers with an XR.
I was going to say, so the cable works with, came from the Social Media Lounge as well. Does this cable work on the XR?
Yeah, the cable ought to work on an XR. All
right.
And like
very
I said,
cool.
I haven't tested that yet.
Okay. All right, well, maybe come back on here. I want an update from you. When you do test it, let's get an update. Have you come back on here and just... You know,
I've tested it a lot on the Plus.
Yeah, on the XR. Do you have an XR?
Sure. No, that's the thing. Why would I have an XR?
Well, I guess.
All the 2Xs.
Okay.
I have 2Xs coming out of my ears, so I don't need XRs. The 2X is, you know, equivalent to an XR.
Well, can we get you a guinea pig? Can we get you somebody like that you can kind of send? Like, well, who's going to be your beta tester, man? We got somebody that'll help.
Somebody with a warranty.
Somebody with a warranty. I mean, all right.
I mean, ideally, I'm not worried. It really is a very low risk. But
right.
Yeah, anybody with an XR who wants to test it, I'm game. I'll send you one at half price.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's got to be someone out there that wants
right?
to do
somebody
that.
Help him out.
I
mean, somebody help him out.
I'm not too worried about finding somebody.
How
but
long
yeah,
do they really want to go on an XR? How long do they really want to go on an XR?
Yeah,
they're going
man.
For the world record. I want to spend 24 full hours on an XR
I mean,
all
Jesus.
At once.
What's the longest you've ridden, dude? What's your longest ride?
My longest ride?
Yeah.
In what? In miles?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I guess it would have been... Just over 15, I got one time.
And that's nothing crazy. I've never done that. You got guys out there doing 50, 100-mile runs. I'm like, get the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah. There's people with, like, with charge and rides and stuff.
That's crazy.
Ridiculous batteries in their backpacks, and you can go crazy distances, yeah.
I mean, I think it's cool. I mean, to each their own. You want to ride with a charge and ride?
And one more time.
Do
what,
it. I mean.
And one more time, what's the price of the 2X?
The 2X is $470.
All right, cool.
But then again, that turns your V1 or your Plus into a XR battling machine instead of upgrading.
Yeah, it really does. It takes off the line much faster. It has lots more torque. It goes up steeper hills. It, like, won't nosedive. I can't nosedive my board no matter what.
Whoa. You better be careful there.
One guy managed to nosedive his board so far. with a 2X in it.
He did?
Yeah, we had... He was pushing it so hard. But yeah, he nosedived his 2X. So it has happened. But it's like, I can't nosedive mine. But I'm not as easy as that guy. I mean, I'm not going to ride 20 miles an hour. But like, he was like going 20 miles an hour uphill and riding to push back like crazy, like Captain Morgan. And there was a bunch of other guys around going faster than him on other kind of skateboards that go much faster. And he was kind of like feeling like he had to keep up. So he was like pushing it as hard as he could. And then it nosedived. That is possible to nosedive a 2X, but like that's the only reported case I've heard of so far.
Where can we find this? Give us all the promo one more time. I appreciate you, man. You did good. Damn it.
You're going to keep saying appreciate.
Everybody drink. It's a joke from last night. I can't say appreciate anymore. But
wait, is this a drinking game?
Apparently. It was last night. We were a wreck, dude. But yeah, anytime I say the word appreciate, everybody drinks. And that turned out
great. He says
it
a lot.
Well, that's cool. You're so full of appreciation. That's not a bad quality.
Nah, not at all.
That's true. So where can we find your stuff, man? Plug it one more time for us.
All right. The website is 2x.com, which is T-W-O-X. And we have two products, the 2X upgrade kit, which is massive upgrade, fully integrated upgrade for a Plus or V1s. And it makes them so they are... in all measurable ways, equivalent to an XR, and even if your board has a messed up old battery, that doesn't matter because you're going to ditch that and put it in the 2X batteries. And we also have the ChargeX cable, which works for any one wheel, although XR isn't tested yet. It lets you charge twice as fast. You supply the chargers, so it uses stock chargers. It's just a little cable.
Beautiful. I love it, dude. Thank you so much for joining us. Can we get some Social Media Lounge applause for him, please? They're going nuts for you in there. Guys, say goodbye to him. He did a great job. Hey, man, say goodbye to the people.
Thank you. You guys.
All right, Soren Curry from 2X. Thank you so much, dude. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, man.
All right, bud. You too. Awesome job. Really awesome job. Great job. Thank you. Yes, round of applause for him. He did a great job, and I think that's a cool thing. If you do have a V1 or a Plus and you're not looking to upgrade just yet to an XR, well, this is a cheaper option. You can do it for under a third of the price. If somebody who was just – we had a caller trying to get in there while we had the lines busy. We do have a little bit of time to hop on another call. If somebody wants to get to us right now, 571-354-7338, California, I saw you calling in there. Might that have been – Future Motion trying to drop their edit or their news on our show? Could it have been? Future Motion, call me back.
That or it could have been one of our most loyal and most loving listeners. Right, maybe they had a question for the caller.
Denied.
Hey, and someone in the Social Media Lounge says they have enough XRs where they'd take you up on the half price.
There you go, Soren. Done. Done and done. Now, let's do, do you want to do halftime? I say we do halftime. Let's do this. We got Justin Thompson, who is he ready to go? Where are we at with him?
We're getting close. I want to make sure I'm going to work out some details with him. During.
So we'll do halftime from last night. If anybody didn't see it, there's a lot of one wheel characters in here. You're going to get the one wheel Grim Reaper. You're going to get Canadian Davier, who got kicked out of the stadium from the national championship last night. Big game, but he didn't know the dress code, and apparently that caused some problems. So we'll hear from him. Got a musical performance. It's going to be about 10 minutes, and we'll do that, and then we'll come back from that to a live studio again, and we will do our interview with Justin Thompson, breaking some news with Float Life Fest 3. So, Belly, are we ready to rock this thing halftime? It was fun. Again, I'll just let the people know how much we love you guys. It was awesome. We had $500 in play. We did a squares challenge where everybody bought $5 a square, up to 10 squares each, and then we put together this little video for you guys. It was not a video. It was a 4.5-hour live stream. And this was the halftime report with Matty Potts also in here. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you didn't hear the Matty
it
Potts.
It was. This is a little bit offensive. So if you are not for comedy, this is not for you. Hopefully that you are. And you've got a little bit of a funny bone today. We'll laugh along with you.
If you're watching with the kids, I'd earmuff it during Matty Potts'
part.
Yeah, earmuffs
for 10 minutes. We'll see you guys on the other side of this with Justin Thompson and his exclusive interview.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Belly here. That's right. We've got a little halftime stuff for you, and we're going to put it out, and it's going to be great. We're going to hear from a few little contributors we've got. And first, we're going to start off with the Grim Reaper of One Wheel.
Say a little something. Hey, everybody. Floyd Reaper here. Just wanted to say a little something about the NCCA. Clemson, Alabama. I don't give a damn. It's not one wheeling. And that's all I gotta say about that.
He obviously was not feeling the national championship so far. He doesn't care who wins, what wins, how wins. All he cares about is one wheeling. The Reap is coming strong from the Float Reaper. Next, we've got a classic oldie but a goodie, and I guarantee you it ends the way you know how it ends. So, from Santa Monica Newsroom, that's right, I've got the one, the only, Matty Potts.
Gentlemen, this is Matty Potts reporting live from the Clemson Bearback locker room. Not sure if you guys caught that up in the studio, but the Bearbacks are having a heck of a game. Really, really brutal first period. I don't know if you guys saw Johnny Barebones took a scathing slap shot to the jaw. Not sure if he's going to be able to bounce back later, but I talked to the coach and I asked him, Coach, what do we need to do to make sure we're sinking the threes? He looked at me like I was a fucking idiot and told me to go fuck myself. Now we're going to listen in to see what the coach is telling the players in the locker room.
Oh, jeez.
Not sure if you guys heard that, but it sounds like they're taking quite a tongue lashing. Well, that's all I've got. Back to you guys in the studio. Luch, Belly?
I think he might be at the wrong studio.
Oh, my God.
Maybe Studio X is where Potts is. Stadium X. XXX is where Potts is watching that game. I'm not sure where Potts goes, but let me tell you. He's probably joining in on the fun.
Oh, my God, that was great.
As long as, you know, he gets the reports we need. The last one here is coming from a live report of a gift shop. Whose gift shop? That'll be for you to see because, you know, you have to use your eyes. But if you don't, it's Clemson.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's Canadian Dave here with TTR Studios reporting live from the Clemson gift shop. I was in the stadium, but they kicked me out because I wasn't wearing any pants. I didn't see any signs that said you couldn't wear pants, but apparently this is the kind of place where you need to wear pants. So anyway, I didn't get to see much of the game at all because I'm sitting here waiting for the police. So, yeah, I hope you guys are all having a good time, and make sure you always wear pants when you ever go to a place like this. Reporting live for TTR Studios, this is Canadian Dave here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The Canadian Davier. No pants to report live. Pants are required as you walk in, but at least they can tell you're not bringing anything of danger in when you're not wearing pants. So hopefully Canadian Davier can find some pants. He is in the gift shop. I guarantee they have sweatpants there. Grab some. Get in that stadium. Watch that game.
Put some pants on that guy.
Put him on, please. No. Oh, that is the crowds are screaming for pants. But that is our thing here, folks. And guess what? We've got a live performance coming to you, and it's going to be from a very special guest. That's right. We've got TTR Studios performing live right now.
Yeah.
to play your game and let myself cry. Bury myself alive on the inside. To never shut you out.
That's right. It was a freaking show. We're here. We're here to party. TTR Studios. Let's
get going. Okay, so that was My Chemical Lunchbox.
The band name earned last night from the only, the one and the only.
That was just a gem from the social media lounge. My Chemical Lunchbox. Man, we had so much fun with you guys last night. Thank you for hanging out with us and just making that 4.5 hour live stream that much fun. Great job to all of the characters who participated. Let's get Justin Thompson on the line. These people are ready to go. They want to hear about Float Life Fest. They are ready to go. They want to stoke the flame. They need it. So I say we do it. We'll give it to you. Why not? Sounds good to me. All right, so Belly's going to make that happen. Good morning, everyone. Just so glad you guys are here. What are you going to be doing? That song, by the way, is My Chemical... It's not My Chemical Romance. It is The Used, and it's called Buried Myself Alive. And it's the one song that when it comes across my one wheel... trip. When it comes across my headphones, like on a one wheel, I lose it. Like I start just really sending it, and I have to remind myself, hey, this is one of your favorite songs. You need to chill out. Don't be riding out of your element here. But man, I can't help but just like rip it. You know, when that song, what's that song for you? Why don't you pipe that into the social media lounge? I'd love to hear what that song is for you. That when you hear it, when you're on a ride, you just immediately like something goes off in your brain and you just start sending it. In fact, let's ask Justin Thompson. Justin, what's the one song that comes across your headphones when you're riding that really just makes you go?
I don't ride with headphones, but what? No, but I do ride with the radio a lot, and I typically listen to a lot of Sublime.
Who doesn't? Like early Sublime, or like when they were like kind of hard, like harder, or when they were more.
Pretty much all Sublime. I'm a big fan. Operation Ivy, stuff like that. Old ska.
Dig it.
I listen to a lot of reggae.
Okay.
A lot of reggae and ska.
Thoughts on Real Big Fish?
Yeah, I like Real Big Fish. I do like Real Big Fish.
So
I listen to a lot of The Specials and things like that. Old school ska a lot.
Well, Justin, talk to me, dude. Let's go. We're all ready for you. You've already changed the dates for us. September 26th is going to be Float Life Fest 3. What else do you have for us? The people want to know.
All right. Well, there's actually some big changes this year that I think people will be psyched about. And, yeah, we, you know, the last 2 years we've done it at Deerfields, and we've really loved that. We really appreciated everything John Jay offered us and Deerfields offered us. But we've decided to move the venue, for the third annual Float Life Fest, not very far away from Deerfields at all. Still down in that kind of South Asheville area. But what is, we've moved to, you know, we had a lot of requests, even, from sponsors, things like that, that, we needed Wi-Fi, cell service, things like that.
Yeah. I know that was huge.
It was a big part of it. But I think that everybody's going to be really stoked by the venue. We've moved it to the Reeb Ranch, which Reeb is a beer spelled backwards. So it's a Reeb Ranch. And Reeb Ranch is owned by Oscar Blues Brewery. It is the Reeb Ranch Mountain Bike Park. They have tons of built-in trails. They just did the big Overland Expo there. They have a big barn that we have. If it rains, we can go inside. They are affiliated with the Oscar Blues Brewery right up the street, so we can do parties there. We've got tons of camping. They have camping with fire rings right next to the river. There's waterfalls. It's a really beautiful, beautiful place. I really didn't think we would ever be able to top Deerfields at all, and I wouldn't have moved at all if we – you know, it wouldn't have been able to do this, you know. So I would want to compromise the festival at all and what we've got going on. So everything, I think that if you go online and go to YouTube, look up Reeb Ranch. You can look up reebranch.com as well. And that'll show you a little bit, but it really doesn't show you how pretty this place is and how well set up. They also have like a full-time person on board that all they do is make trails and tracks and courses. So they are totally going to be working throughout up until Float Life to build us a full one-wheel specific course. You know, we tried to do it last year ourselves. These guys, this is what they do. It's their full-time job.
Well, Justin, we're actually going to show, if it's okay, we're going to show this. I think Belly's got something for you here. What do you got,
Belly? You sent us a couple videos to show us, and we got this news piece that we're going to show. About them opening up.
Sweet. And this is from a few years back. This is a cool little intro to it.
Okay. So it's on the same channel as you, Justin. So just for about 30 seconds, just hang out and I guess don't make a sound.
No worries. All good.
All right. Here we go. This is Reeb Ranch. Amazing trails and jaw-dropping waterfalls. But at the former Shoal Falls Farm in Henderson County,
some appreciate the beauty of something as simple as dirt. The stunning soil is part of a work in progress.
That's incredibly unique to have this much great clay for building something like this.
That mountain dirt
brushed sediment up to kind of fill in cracks.
The foundation, destination expected to bring biking and beer together.
This clay is perfect. It'll just harden and bake as it rains and the sun shines on it.
Cashman Smith co-owns the existing bike farm that's part of the 145-acre Oscar Blues Reeb Ranch.
So the purpose of a pump track is to try and make it around without pedaling.
Brevard-based Oscar Blues Brewery bought this property with a grand vision.
About 3 months ago, just to create a bike park, potentially a place to grow hops for our beers, and potentially a place to have cows that will consume our spent grain.
Putting people on bikes, selling smiles.
You may wonder how this is all tied together. Oscar Blues founder Dale Katechis has been biking in Western North Carolina for 2 decades, part of the reason he chose Brevard.
We have a mountain bike company, Reeb Cycles, so this is kind of the culmination of a lot of things we care about.
And by merging passions, they hope to create something special.
Put people on bikes, share a cold beer with them after a ride.
A mountain excursion like no other.
It's an unparalleled experience.
Drawing visitors to this unlikely source of natural beauty, the dirt beneath their wheels.
Justin, really, dude. Wow, that looks amazing, man. The social media lounge is going nuts.
Yeah, nice. Good, good. that's what we're really excited about it. It's going to be a pretty amazing.
Dude, wow, that looks amazing, man. The social media lounge is going nuts. Oh, you got to turn.
Yeah, I just was like getting confused where I was.
Turn your radio down, caller. God.
It's super cool. They actually, I sent you one video and you may see it with the dual slalom. And one thing I'm really excited, they have a dual slalom course. It's two single tracks that are about a quarter mile long going straight down a hill with jumps, everything, you know. And
now, is that the second video you sent me, Justin, or that first video?
I believe so. I think that one will show it. Actually, let me send you a link real quick here, actually.
Sure.
And start this at 4 minutes.
All right.
This is actually the dual slalom course, and I'm really excited about this part. I'm also going to be working I got sidetracked.
No, you're all good. We've got the video up, so we just started it 4 minutes.
As well, out there, they actually built there's a whole lot of new stuff that you won't even see in any of these videos. They've built an Overland Expo course that we can actually use. It's going to be an Overland course for like Jeeps and things like that, but would be super awesome, usable for us for races. This is the dual slalom course, so two tracks right next to each other. Mm-hmm. Same exact course. It's going to be really cool, very spectator friendly.
Yeah,
that's great for racing, Justin. I mean, I know we got to be careful and stuff, but man, if you want to really get a dual race going, like, you bring it on.
Yeah, this looks great.
Man, it's going to be really cool. Yeah, so it's a different deal, and we really have tons of courses. They have a miles and miles of single track out there. It actually butts up to DuPont State Forest, which DuPont is kind of known as the Moab of the East. A lot of really cool riding over in there as well. So that literally butts up to the property.
All right, so what are the improvements? We're getting Wi-Fi. We've got just as good riding. Do we have as many trails?
Yes, we're not on campus, but right there next to it, you know? So it's like, you can go from campus. So yes, there's actually even more trails that are, definitely very well established. They have 5 miles of single track on campus without the numerous pump tracks.
Okay.
There are literally, right now, probably 5 to 6 pump tracks. They have tons of, obstacles built for working on skills. It's really, really cool. There's a, jump course. There's a lot we can do out there. I will also be working to do a Thursday day in Asheville, and we are going to work to have some races in Asheville that could be, I'm still working on some details with that, and that'll be another day. We'll talk about that one. But got some really cool more surprises that'll be coming out. I just have to secure the venues.
All right, so let's do this. Social Media Lounge, we are going, Belly's going to get in there, and I want to do a lightning round with Justin. So all the questions that you have for him, he's going to give you like 1 or 2 word answers. We're just going to pipe them in. So I want to try to fit in as many as we can. What are your questions for Justin Thompson, the administrator, the creator, and the guy that makes the Float Life Fest run? What questions do you have? Just start pumping them in now. We'll go pretty quickly, but
I don't see a lot of questions.
Well, I have one of my own that I'll start off with while they come in, because I know we're on a bit of a delay. Justin, I'm curious about the overall. I want to know. Can you kill the video? I'm sorry.
Yep.
The overall atmosphere and attitude of the people running this one. Are they going to be party friendly? I'm gonna
say straight up, they are so sweet and so nice, and they're so stoked about what we're bringing. Okay. They're really, really excited about it. They actually moved a couple of events that were wanting these dates to make sure we were taken care of. Really, really, really good folks out there. Super nice.
Can we booze it? Can we drink? Can we hang out? Like, can we party a little bit?
Man, the great thing about this is Oscar Blue. It's on Oscar Blues's property. That's this is Oscar awesome. Blue owns this. So we are working to make sure we have beer sales on property, for people that aren't riding and that sort of thing, or when they're done riding. And then we will also have, we will have even more food trucks than we had last year. A lot of like really cool, Oscar Blues has their, the Chubb Burger, and they have this great. They serve up some great burgers and good food,
Quick show note: Looch Dog in the Morning, which we've been running for 6 years. We've only been doing Voice of One Wheel, coming up on 1 year, or getting our year anniversary on February 2nd here, coming up soon. But we actually interviewed a rep from Oscar Blues like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, back on our live show. You might have been there. It was at Time Out Wings and Grill. We had an Oscar Blues rep. I'll put a picture up there. It's on our page somewhere. I'll tweet it out later. And they were so damn cool. And can I just say, for all of you out there who don't know Oscar Blues, let me just put it this way. On the can of beer, there's a place marked for you to burn or cut a hole.
That's a long time ago. It doesn't exist
anymore. Yeah, nobody does that anymore. But if you wanted to, maybe, I don't know. I just remember that had to do. Because they're based out of Colorado. Okay, I'll just say that.
Question for Justin. How are you so rad and handsome from the float life?
Hey, you know, Belly, I just try to take after you, bud. I'm really working on my beard trim just exactly like you got yours.
Trim mine, and I miss the little extra inch and a half I used to have under my chin.
But what you guys don't know is that he cuts his hair blind. Belly cuts his hair all the way in the back and everything. He doesn't. Not, I mean, I shave my head, sure, but he does like a fade, man. It's interesting. Justin, are you ever going to shave that thing off, dude?
Never. Never shave.
No.
I want to cut that out. No.
Is there going to be...
I cut my hair too, man. I do the same.
Yeah, right? See, he knows what's up. Who's paying for haircuts?
The social media lounge.
Camp reservations are through the Reeb website or the Reeb site if they want to do camp reservations.
We will be handling all that ourselves. Okay. Once we get it on the website, on the Float Life website. So right. We'll be taking care of all that.
All right, that's a good one.
I've been to the headquarters of Oscar Blues. That's crazy that we're doing that.
It's pretty awesome, man. Cool, I know that
it's a huge brewery.
Everybody that knows so far is really excited about it, and I know we're really excited about it. It gives us a lot of it's a lot more centralized than Deerfields. It gives us a little more control as far as a little bit of less work as far as logistics for us. They have a great team already built in that we'll be able to use and tap into,
awesome.
Which will make things a little bit easier for us and a little bit, you know, able for us to have a little bit more fun and keep things rolling and a little bit less set up on our end as far as, we'll be able to go out and they're going to be handling a lot of the setup and breakdown.
Well, it looks like people are pretty excited about it, seeing the pump track, seeing everything kind of prepped up there, knowing the area as in general are pretty excited so far. So it looking like everyone's getting out there.
It's kind of like taking Deerfields and Colo and mashing the two together.
Oh, man.
Can you talk to Matt Damon, a.k.a. your boy Dominique, and tell him to heal up, please?
Oh, man. I talked to him yesterday. he's doing good.
We're pulling for him, man. I pray for him every night that he's not going to re-injure that thing.
I know. I definitely give him a hard time all the time.
Justin, one more for you, dude. What do you think the announcement from One Wheel, from Future Motion, is going to be today? What do you think they're going to come out with?
Man, I'm super clueless as to what they're doing. I have no idea. I really I'm excited to see. I that's all I can say. I really don't know. I've thought about it. I'm like, it could be the suspension thing. I don't think they're going to come out with a full new board, but that's my thought, but I don't know.
So CES starts today.
I mean, that would make sense if they make an announcement.
Right. And that's what the announcement today is. Yeah. Coinciding with that. And I did notice this morning on my memories, my FB memories, that I was on the show exactly 1 year ago today.
Heck yeah. See?
Get the hell out of here. Did we start it in January?
We started early. I think
we started it last year. I was on the first episode.
So
I think
this is the anniversary.
Because we did one. Our first one was with Bodie.
Oh yeah. And I was on the second one.
Yeah. And then you were on the second one. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right.
Man, no way.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. So I saw that this morning. It was a year ago today. I was kind of like, holy cow, that's funny.
Yeah. Small world living.
Happy anniversary to us. All right.
Yeah.
real quick, Justin, I have some speculation if we want to play that game. I'm guessing snow tire or maybe riding in snow options. I'm guessing they're probably going to end up with my money. I have a feeling I will be about 2K lighter by the end of the day. I've been prepping my wife for about 3 or 4 months. Looks like I'll be adding flowers to my order too.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm super. Yeah, I'm interested. We'll I can't see. Wait to see the announcement.
People were asking me about if cabins will be available for rent at the Rebranch.
There are a couple. I have to see how that part works out. I don't know who's going to be where right now. There's only a couple. It's kind of similar style to where that part is. Mm-hmm. But there are there will be some like reserve campsites. There are some non-reserve campsites too. But there are some that are right on the river with fire rings, that sort of thing. We'll be able to bring RVs in, and we'll have an RV area, that sort of thing.
Very cool.
It'll be really good.
What about
Eric wants to say hi. Eric here, that's with Watershed.
Oh, what's up, dude?
So my business partner here at Southern Route Supply.
Hey, wait, Eric, come here real quick. Get him over here.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Hey, what's up?
I plug Southern Route Supply real quick. Tell us about you guys. Just real quick, 30 seconds. Why are you guys awesome?
We're awesome because we sell the best products available on the market.
Done. Yeah. Bye, facts. Eric.
Facts. Dropping facts.
Fantastic job, man. And that is true. They really do a great job down there. Southern Raft Supply. What's your website where people can find you, bud?
www.southernraft.com, but it needs a lot of updating, so don't really go by that.
Awesome.
You're better off just giving us a call or hitting us up on Facebook or something, honestly. So we are working to resolve that, but that's in the works right now.
Where can, is there accommodations if I don't want to camp and I'm a nanny poo and I just want to get like a nice 5-star hotel or a hotel that's even somewhat halfway decent? Can I get something nearby?
Yeah, actually, the town that we're going to be really close to is Brevard, North Carolina. You know, we're about 15 minutes further past where Deerfields was, but it goes into a really cool little town called Brevard, North Carolina. Brevard has some cool greenways, things like that, great restaurants, cool little town, not far at all. You know, a shorter drive than like going to like Sierra Nevada from Deerfields. So, and you'll still pass Sierra Nevada on the way to Oscar Blues Rebranch, and you can hit all those places on the way.
How about the distance for the RV area? Will it be closer or further away than it was from Deerfields?
Man. Everything is centralized now. It's one big giant field with pump tracks, camping, everything.
Uh-oh, people are going to bit. You're putting people on the hype train in January.
This is bad, dude. Awesome.
We're going to be super tight together. Like I said, there's built-in fire rings now. There's a lot of things that we just didn't have out of Deerfields, but you know, like I said, we love Deerfields and can't say that enough.
Oh yeah.
But there were some things we needed to move to keep the festival moving forward.
Absolutely. Anything else from the social media lounge? You guys have been an awesome crowd here, Macon. I know you guys have questions for them. Are we good? Are we looking good there?
They're looking good. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Thanks. We're super psyched. You know, we'll be getting tickets up here probably the next month. We're just, there's some more things solidified.
Heck yeah.
You got it. Justin Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, from the Social Media Lounge. Thank you, buddy, from Southern Raft Supply.
Hey, thank you, guys. We love you.
The Float Life Fest king there.
Man,
and all the people
that
put that together work so hard all year, crushing it all the time. Thanks so much, Justin.
Thanks, Justin. We will talk to you soon, Belly. That's well said. So, man, this has been a fun day. That's big news. I didn't see that one coming.
Huge.
Wow. All right, very good. Round of applause for him for the Social Media Lounge. Show him some love, whether you're hanging out with us in the One Wheel Owners group or if you're hanging out on YouTube. Belly, why should they be a patron?
Why should they be a patron? Because we're putting on stuff and bringing up products all the time for TTR Studios' YouTube page. We're doing all kinds of things.
What did we do last night?
We did a full 4.5-hour live stream watching college football. And those people all got a chance to win upwards of $500 during our event. And
yeah, except Belly stole it all.
Except I stole it all. Except the football gods are always kind to your boy Belly here.
That's really funny. No, it is cool. We're starting to put out like little extras for our patrons. So if you want to do that and you want to support what we do, www.patreon.com/TTRStudiosLLC. Each one of them got a free $5 entry into last night's contest. It was a lot of fun. I need to find where is this? I need him. So, Belly, can you just vamp for like 30 seconds? Because I want to make sure that we finish this show strong. Are you feeling better as we wake up here? How are you feeling right now?
Feel good. This beer is working out great for me. I saw a few questions of people asking about prices. Sorry I didn't get that question into Justin. I'm sure they're working on prices with the bringing in the tickets. I'm not sure, but if just reach out to Justin, he's a friendly guy. That guy will know. And if they're not set up yet, hopefully they are soon. Those prices will be, I'm sure, very manageable for a lot of you. That we can get out there and have a good time like last year, right?
So I wanted to thank some of the sponsors from last night. Again, Bradley Michael Spence from Boulder Denim Jeans, and that's boulderdenim.com. He also gave away a t-shirt from Shred Co. Make sure you check out that. It's all things related to One Wheel. So, I mean, you've got like t-shirts, you've got like 3D printing files, you've got trail maps that he's doing. I mean, he's got reviews of different products. So a lot of good stuff happening over at shredco.com. Really appreciate him doing that. Everybody drink. That's me. And then, of course, we had a plug brush given away by Rick Miller, which was really neat. It's just something that plugs into your charge port. And then it's also a brush for your one wheel. And then it's also... Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Pump that in a second. And then it's also got a hex wrench on it. So shut up. God, tell him what just happened.
We just got a comment on one of our YouTube videos, and it said, Looch would like All-Star.
It's a great song.
No, it's not.
Come on, Smash Mouth. Smash. You can't listen to that song and be
every
in a bad
mood.
Every
time I want to hear that song, I want to smash my ears.
All right, so the other one I wanted to make sure we get to is Ryan Sean Smith, who's going to come on the show very soon. He's very pumped to talk to us. He gave away a hook and go, which is an easy way to transport your one wheel when you're not riding it. So it's a super lightweight portable dolly that lets you roll your one wheel like it's luggage. And so all you have to do is simply just hook on your wheels and go. Pretty neat. It looks like fangs, but it's actually kind of like just a dolly system for just carrying it and make it easier to carry. So that's pretty neat. And he gave one of those away last night. Thank you to him. All right, let's leave the people with some funny if we can. I will happily make fun of myself. You guys know that. I've opened up the floodgates on our last show on New Year's Eve. We did a roast, but Adam forgot to eat.
Yeah.
Adam forgot to eat.
No, Adam forgot to eat anything of substance or matter. It's more like a salad. It was like water, chestnuts, and...
I had a buffalo chicken salad, and I ate maybe a quarter of it.
He didn't even eat all the chicken.
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, like, when I threw it away the next day because I forgot I left it out, I mean, it was, like, heavy. It was, like, to-go box that was heavy. Like, that's all I ate. So then I went and did the live stream, and just like last night, it was so much fun. Again, last night, I mean, we filled... Look, I went to a high school that had 3,000 kids. My graduating class was 790 people. Like, we had a big theater. And the theater only held, like, 600 people. And I remember performing at the talent show being like, oh, my God, this is the biggest audience I've ever seen. We over-doubled that last night. So I was just so excited to see everybody having a blast with us. But on New Year's, which I think was the... can you get ready for the New Year's clip? On New Year's, that's what was like the beginning, the birth of this. Let's watch TV together and have some fun things along the way. And as we were interviewing, I was interviewing. The setup for this is I was interviewing Rich Jones from the future because he's in New Zealand. So they already had New Year's. And that's the bit. So what we're going to leave you with is me blackout drunk. And I had to watch this back the next day. I don't remember any of this. I don't remember talking to Parker Steck on the phone. And I'm not advocating to drink like that. I didn't drive anywhere. I'm in the comfort of my own home. I don't like to do that a lot. I had to talk to my mom afterwards. She's like, I don't like it. I don't want to see you like that. I don't like it. It's my baby boy.
Shame.
I get it, Mom. I'm sorry.
Shame.
But this was one. I haven't laughed harder than... I mean, I haven't laughed this hard in so long. Just this whole series... Before we went away, I was in full shirt and tie. Then we go to this Rich Jones interview. I black out. I don't remember any of this. All of a sudden, I look like this, and this is the rest of the show. So just have fun with it. We will see you guys, of course, next week. We've got a lot of people coming on to bring new products to the market. We've got, I can't even say.
We're going to talk about this one wheel announcement that's happening at some point today.
Absolutely. In fact, we might do a little bonus. We will do that. Let's do a bonus talking about whatever was...
Patreons only.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever is dropped today, we'll do a bonus. Belly and I will. You're off today, right?
Yes.
Maybe not today. Whatever. We'll do it. But we'll do it by the end of today or tomorrow.
Depends on what it is. If it doesn't deserve the stoke, we ain't gonna give it.
Right. But we'll do something. We'll do something for the patrons and patrons only. So www.patreon.com. That's patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC. This is me at my worst, but man, I had so much fun doing it. Happy New Year's, guys. Rich Jones, talk to us. Dude, what is it like? Happy New Year from New Zealand.
Happy New Year to my one-wheel fam from a Brit in Australia. I was going to roast Looch to bits, but then figured out it'd be too easy and a bit like kicking a cute little puppy. So have a great one, everybody. And we're already done here, so keep drinking.
Now that's the beauty of Rich Jones from wherever he is, New Zealand, UK. All right, that's fine. But I was curious, what is it like from the future? Because he is, do you realize that? He is already in 2019. I want to know what it's like from the future. Rich Jones, what's it like in the political landscape?
Well, it's safe to say that 2018 is so last year. What a weird and wonderful year 2019 is already proving to be. For instance, Donald Trump got back the results from his 23andMe DNA test, and he's found out he's 89% Mexican. Now he's vowed to make both countries one, and that wall is moving northwards to Canada.
Oh, one-wheel Vikings, you guys are in trouble. Oh, no, Canada. Sorry, guys. Sucks to be you. I wonder, though, what's up with Future Motion in 2019?
Future Motion have just released details of the new one-wheel XXX. And oh my God, are we in for a treat, guys. A real big treat. Flight fins built in, pop out apparently from nowhere. Suspension, absolutely waterproof, will deal with any terrain. You can have your choice of tyres. And there's not even any of that ferrite thing in there to rattle about at all. And I believe there's a new warranty. 5 years, 20,000 miles, or until it touches air. Okay, well, have a good one. I'm off for a surf. Out there. Catch you soon. Bye.
Rich Jones from the UK. I'm hammered. I hope you guys are too. Let's drink more tequila. Fuck yeah. Why not? Robots, beep beep, I love you. Adam Hilliker, dude, from Boston. Cheers, man. You think I'm gonna fake this? There was no liquor in that. I'm not gonna fake this. There's no liquor in that. Oh, there's liquor in that. Hold on, folks. Hilliker, beep beep. Here's to puking tonight.